And you'll find the gospel acclamation printed for you in the bulletin. Let us say it together. Alleluia. A holy day has dawned upon us. Come, you nations, and adore the Lord. For today a great light has come upon the earth. Alleluia. Our gospel today is from the second chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree was sent out by Emperor Augustus that the whole world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own town to be registered. So also Joseph went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, for he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. So Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped the child in bands of cloth, and laid it in a manger, because there was no space in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord came and stood before them, and glory shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people of the world. Tonight, born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This is for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there with the angel were a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and to all peace among whom he favors." When the angels had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Then they made known all the things that had been told to them, and all the people who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds were saying. But Mary treasured these words in her heart and pondered them. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. These words from the third verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing are from the prophet Malachi. He spoke these words of promise from God almost 400 years before the birth of Jesus. It was a promise of God to raise up a ruler who would bring peace and who would rule in peace. But for 400 years, God had been silent. There was no prophet raised up to speak to the people. But God's commitment to the world and humankind had not waned. 400 years. 400 years of silence. 400 years of suffering. At the time of Jesus' birth, the Jews were under the thumb of the Roman Empire. Earthly empires and rulers held sway. Might made right. Wealth and position were the proof of success. Even though God had been silent, God was intent on revealing a new way to live.
Salvation for all. Jesus, salvation for all.
Salvation was God's goal. Wholeness was God's goal. True life for us all was God's goal. God chose to introduce this new way of life by introducing a new kingdom into the world, a kingdom that was patterned on the heavenly one. But this was no ordinary kingdom, and it was to be ruled by no ordinary king. For the king arrived in a very ordinary way. He was born to a very ordinary, unroyal young teenager. He was born in a very undignified manger and born in a little town far from any palace or place of power. God chose to give up any trappings of power, prestige, and privilege. God arrived in this world, though, as a life-giving ruler.
The little child in Bethlehem, he was a king indeed. For he came down from heaven above to help a world in need.
God left the throne in heaven to sit on the throne of our hearts. God had been silent for 400 years, but God has not been silent since. God comes to us. God speaks to us, usually not through shouts or through incessant sales pitches, and never by force. God speaks to us if we listen with a still, small voice.
How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of Father's hand. Glory may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in.
So Christmas time will come and go. The gifts will be opened. Some gifts will be returned. The ornaments and lights will be taken down. Families will return to their homes. The Christmas goodies will all be eaten, and the diets will have been begun. Christmas time will come and go. But what can stay, what will stay, is the presence of God, the Spirit of God, within us and amongst us. The true gift of Christmas never leaves us.
Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever. And love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
The congregation may be seated, and Diane, you probably want to come over here. You guys can gather close too, family, if you want. Yeah, there's lots of room. It's a big deal to baptize somebody. Ooh, I'm getting moved. And it's a perfect thing to do on Christmas, to celebrate the love and the presence of Christ in our lives. Many ages from the time when the heavens and the earth were created and people were formed in the very image of God, long after the great flood when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant, 21 centuries from the time the promise was given to Abraham and Sarah, 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and Miriam danced in freedom, 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the Judges, 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king in the fulfillment of the times and years and months and days discerned by the prophets, in the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, God took on flesh and came to live among us as one of us. Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit and growing 9 months inside the flesh of his mother, now in our times is the nativity of God made flesh. He was baptized with the baptism of repentance in the River Jordan by his cousin John, and he blessed the waters of baptism for us forever by making repentance, forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love our humble way of life. We are bold to come to this font and claim the many blessings of Christmas, the blessings of God with us. And today we celebrate Jesus' birth among us and every day as we remember always that we are loved and claimed by God. Matthew, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized in Christ?
I do.
As you come to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live among